Hello?
Hello, yes, this is Val with Falcon Construction. I'm calling for Chris.
Oh, yeah, this is me. Val, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah, just
yeah, good to hear. Yeah, that's it was very, very strange when it rang. It usually rings a different way, but it just came in. It was very strange, so I was like, wait a minute. So I apologize for that. Yeah, so,
did you text me that info, or did you email it to me?
Oh, so I emailed it to you. So I emailed it at the Val at falconconcrete.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, with a K. Hang on. What's your email prefix?
It's just chernandez@localsplash.com. chernandez@localsplash.com. I'll if you want to get it might be in your junk. Since we haven't had correspondence, probably it might be like in your junk or in your spam.
Can you spell the email you sent it to?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's Val at Falcon and then concrete, concrete.com.
Yeah, that's it. Let me so C like Charlie and then
yes. Yeah, C. Hernandez. I just forwarded it to you again, just in case.
Oh, here it is. On the 30th.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't know if you probably, I'm assuming you probably didn't get a chance to look at it, right?
No, I didn't.
It's okay. I can follow up with you tomorrow.
You're local, right?
Yeah, we're here in California. I'm in Apple Valley. Remember you were in Diamond Bar, I believe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm the same time frame. We're about to leave here in about 45 minutes. So what I can do is I can circle back with you tomorrow. One of the things I did want to ask you is I know you were dealing with another SEO company, but I don't know if you were getting the results. I don't know if you were get a chance to reach out to them. I know you're going to try to get a hold of them.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. And are you still working with them or no longer?
No, I tell them to don't charge my card for this month.
Okay, cool. I just wanted obviously you were telling me something about the results. I'm like, man, hopefully, he reached out and so forth. But yeah, you could take a look at the breakdown and this is the pricing. We talked about two things. We talked about the Google Verified, which is a pay-per-lead service. That's more on the concrete side for leads, right? And then we talked about managing your Google Business Profile. So this really pretty much entails everything. So the upfront cost would be $549 to start. That is the breakdown of the $250 Google Guaranteed application. It's a one-time fee. And that's for the Google background check. They check your licensing to make sure you're good on that. And then once you get approved, you start getting, you can start paying for the leads. So in this case, the cost per lead for the concrete, it's $80. And if you're, Google will ask you to start with 13 leads for minimum to start. So you're looking at $1,043 for the leads once you get approved for that program. So,
okay, so I've got to pay that up front for the leads?
So once you get approved, mm-hmm. It usually takes, for the background check, maybe 2, 3, or 4 weeks. At that point, once you get approved for the Google Verified, then you would get charged per the lead. You wouldn't pay that, like, when you sign up for the program.
Yeah, so do they just start sending you leads, and then they charge you $80 a lead, or...
I didn't get your question. Sorry about that. Let me clarify. So it's $80 per lead through their platform.
Yeah.
In order to activate your budget, they call it a budget activation. They do require 13 minimum leads, and that's where that would come into play. The 13 or 1,043 for the 13 qualified leads. After that, the initial 11 or what's I. $1,000, let's just call it, right? You can get more leads or just keep it at the 13 per month, right? Or as long as it doesn't, like, go into negative, like let's say, zero balance or the leads, you can pay per lead as you wish after that. So, but just to start it off, minimum, and it needs to be 13. That's what the requirement is.
Yeah, so to start it off, I've got to pay up front $1,043, and that buys me
13
leads. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
yeah, that's correct.
Front load the 1,043.
Yeah, it's like a repeat.
And then wait around for 13 leads. Is that right?
Exactly. Well, not wait around. Well, yeah, I mean, you'll get the leads, but yeah, you'll have a tracking reporting system for every lead that comes through. But yes, that's, I see what you mean. I thought you meant the upfront cost, like when you sign up with their, like, you would have to pay the $1,043. No, it's after you get approved for the Google Verified.
Right. But I still got to sell the $1,043.
Right. Yes.
Basically, that goes into like some kind of escrow account, and then they just
Exactly. Yep. That's the way it would work. Yeah. Sorry. I apologize. I wasn't getting what you were saying there.
And then after that, let's say month two. So the 13 leads, like for 1 month.
That's the minimum.
Coming in within 1 month.
Within 1 month. Yeah. That's the minimum that they ask for. You can, we can look at the, if you want, like divided it. Hey, I want like 3 leads or 4 leads per week, whatever the case may be. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want it all that same week to see how they're going to pan out, you can also do that. So we'll be managing the account, but as far as like how many leads you're able to take, you can let us know and we can pause and start, the leads whenever you like.
Okay. And then after that,
mm-hmm.
then I don't need to front load it another 1,043 to get to secure 13 leads, right?
No. Then you would take as much as you want. Like, hey, I want 3 leads this week, or 4 leads this, or 5. Even, you know, you could take more, or you could say, hey, I want to pause, not have any leads coming in this month. You can also do that as well.
How do they qualify these leads generally?
So it's I don't know if I get a chance to show you
how do they get them and do other people? Am I sharing these same leads with 3-5 other companies?
Great question. So yeah, you're not sharing leads with any other companies. And I wanted to, are you able to receive text messages on this phone by chance?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I want to show you exactly how Google Verified looks, so that way you know
okay.
how the listing would look and you have a visual. I don't know. I'm a visual type of person, but maybe you are as well. I just think that everybody
mm-hmm.
is. But so I'll show you how it would look like on Create Services. And then we're going to put Diamond Bar. By the way, I drove downhill over the weekend or up the hill too, and then because I took the 60, crazy rain. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah, it was.
Sucks so bad. Okay, so I got that Diamond Bar. Okay, so I'm sending you, have you heard of the company? Let me know if you know these guys. Let me see if they're on Google Verified. Okay, no, they're not. Okay, Concrete Services, Diamond Bar. I want to show you exactly like how the listing's going to look on your end. Not now. Okay. Okay. This contractor. Concrete San Bernardino. Got my shoot. Okay. Have you heard of I don't know if you heard of these companies, but I just wanted, the whole point is just showing you how it's gonna look, so you can kind of see how that would work. Okay. So I'm sending you this link right now. This is a company called Cali First Remodel. You can kind of see how the listing would look. Share. I'll send that to you now. Okay. Oh, there you are. I need to find your profile here. Okay. Yeah, but so as I'm sending this to you right now, they are not shared leads. So basically what Google is going to do, it's a lead capture system. I don't know if you've ever seen the Google. It's basically like the sponsored section, the very top. So you have the sponsored section, you have the map section, then you have your organic listing. What you currently have for the business is just the map section, which is the your regular Google business profile. So how this listing is going to look, it's going to look a little bit different. So I'm sending that to you right now. And let me know if you got it. And we're on the phone. That's 310, right? 714.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So I sent that to you. And this is just a company and foundations in San Bernardino. This is just to give you an example of how the listing would look. So when you open up that listing, it'll say sponsored.
Yeah.
It'll say Cali First Remodel. See where it says
yeah.
Pass background check, and you go to details. So that is what Google Verified is. So Google is going to verify the background check, and this lead will go directly to you. So if I could send a message directly to this person, get a phone number, and that lead will be tracked. So
okay,
you'll
so
know.
Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I get that part, but like when a customer goes on there and they say that they're looking to replace their driveway, you
mm-hmm.
know, how does because right now I'm getting fed leads through Angie's List, but if it works
mm-hmm.
out with this, I'm just gonna completely go over
to Google.
To Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like how you know, so when I get a lead from Angie's, there's a clear specification of the customers describing, hey, this is exactly what I need. I need a, got a driveway that's cracked, and I need to have it replaced, and I need a quote. So
mm-hmm.
how does Google figure out what customers are, you know, if they're specifically looking for concrete or, you know, like this company here, Cali First, or if they're looking to remodel their kitchen. So I just want to make sure that the leads I'm getting are specific to what I do. And
great.
If I don't, if I get a lead that's not related to my trade, how do I manage
great.
That at that point?
I see what you mean. Yeah, great question. So everything is categorized under a vertical. So I'm also going to send you this text message right now. And concrete, I think it was under general contractor that we talked about, right?
Or landscape,
and,
I think. It was
yeah, that's right, landscaping. Yep, you're correct. Give me 1 second. And what was the zip code again?
I'm sorry?
The zip code? Your zip code?
91765. And that's my other question, too, because I don't really do any work here. Most of my work is in Los Angeles and Orange County. And I do have I have a specific list of zip codes that I can give you to plug in. So is that something
yeah.
that you're able to do?
Absolutely. So with the way that, so just to answer the two questions you asked, because you asked, how do I know what type of job it is or what? So you're only going to
yeah.
be under the vertical for landscaping. Under the vertical has different categories. So right now that I'm looking at landscaping, it has the following, right? So I just want to go down what that kind of looks like. So 1 second. For landscaping, you got under that vertical, and I'm going to Google's back office right now, so that way I'm just
mm-hmm.
telling you exactly what's going. So they have concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, they got garden decorations, hardscapes, landscape design, driveways or walkway paving, retaining walls, sod and seating, outdoor steps, stone masonry. That's what's coming up under landscaper, right? So that's under the vertical. So you don't necessarily have to come up for let's say garden decorations or grading or resloping, if that's something you don't want to focus on. You could just focus on
what
the vertical.
Like grass or like resodding, I don't do that. So
exactly.
We can pick and choose not to get
yes.
like that.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, the whole point of this is to target market. So we're going to have positive and negative keywords. So the positive keywords are the actual jobs that you do. The negative keywords are the jobs that you don't do. So that way you're not coming up and getting the jobs of, you know, things that you don't want to do under that vertical. Right. Exactly.
All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a hardscape?
There is.
Category too? Because that's really, if you drill down, that's even closer. But I don't know if that's
Yep. Let me go down the list real quick. It says artificial turf insulation, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape installations, outdoor water features, driveway or walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, sod and seeding, outdoor steps, and then masonry. Those are the verticals that are under landscaping.
That's all under landscape.
So what are
the categories? You got landscaping. Is there a category just for hardscaping? Or no?
No.
Does that all
not.
Fall under landscape as a?
That yeah. falls under landscaping. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure that landscape is the one. It sounds like that's a lot of the
yep.
categories that I do is right under that.
It is.
Can you
it
send
is.
Me a snapshot of that so then I can jot down exactly what it is, and that way I'll just respond in an email, let you know, so you don't have to, we don't have to do it
yeah.
over the phone.
Yeah, I could definitely do that. So, and then, yeah, then to answer your third question that you had, or second question, was, are we able to target certain zip codes? 100%. So the beauty about this is that you can hyper-focus on certain zip codes instead of just
mm-hmm.
doing business. You don't want to do business in, you know, like I said, Diamond Bar, you want to focus on, you know, San Bernardino County or just the other, you said San Diego, right, as well, or no?
No, Los Angeles,
there you go, in Orange County, mm-hmm. yep. So if you don't want to focus on San Bernardino and you want to focus on Orange County and L.A., you can definitely target those ads that are in those zip codes.
So I can just send you an Excel. I already have the zip codes on an Excel sheet. I can just send you that and you plug it in?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So okay. what we would do, just so you kind of have an idea of the process, is and I'm sending you right now a screenshot through email of what they have under their – we have like a sheet. Like an Excel
mm-hmm.
spreadsheet that they give us, what's
mm-hmm.
under that landscaping job types. So I'm sending that
Perfect.
To you right now. And, so the next – let me explain what the next steps would be, right? So what we would do is we would send you out an application. In this application, you're going to fill out all this information like your licensing,
mm-hmm.
insurance, all that good stuff. You would
okay.
put enter your personal information like your Social Security because you're doing a background, right? Yourself. Then we would submit that application to Google. Once it's approved, then obviously you would start paying for those leads, okay? It does take some time to get that approved. In between that time, we're going to get your Google business profile up and ranking. We're going to get those keywords that you want to focus on for the business as well. So the keywords are going to help both your leads that are coming in up in the sponsored lead section and in your Google business profile, right? That's what we're going to do. We're going to optimize both. And then we're going to run Facebook retargeting ads. We're going to put you on other platforms that you have missing so that way you have a better ranking. We do what's called a NAPW, name, address, phone number, cleanup. I did mention to you last time that you were coming up differently instead of, you know, on Google for your Google business profile. Do you remember
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we're going to be able to fix for you as well.
Now when I see here you've got $100, you know, that $299 maintenance fee that you guys have, or monthly cost that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You got $100 for Facebook ads. Is
mm-hmm.
that just like who's Facebook? Is that my Facebook or everybody like?
Oh no, so
we'll, on Facebook.
Great question. So I don't know if have you ever done a search on Google for or Amazon, like you're looking for something on Amazon, right? And
yeah,
then whatever you were looking at on Amazon pops up on your Facebook feed. Has that happened to you?
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are called retargeting ads. So when people
mm-hmm.
are looking for concrete or they're looking for driveway or whatever the case may be of the or hardscapes, and they're looking for that on Google, we retarget an ad on their Facebook. So the more that they see your business come up, the better – you see what I mean? The more chances
yeah.
you're going to do to pull the trigger. Like just for Christmas, just not too long ago, I was looking for stuff, and I'm like, I know I'm forgetting something. Then all of a sudden, the things that I was looking at for Christmas pop up, and I'm like, oh, let me just buy it right now. You see what I mean? So that's how the Facebook retargeting ads pop you. Mm-hmm.
And how do you isolate like the geographical area for that? So I'm not like showing up in San Francisco or something. Or does it matter? Is it just general like they just do?
Oh no. We keep it to their own target. So we do like a 50-mile radius,
oh,
give or take.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, we don't want you to come up for earn. like, why go, you know, you're like going to.
Okay. So it's just a radius, 15-mile radius or so. Okay.
Yeah. Give or take. Mm-hmm. For the LSA, the Google Verified, which are the leads, that there's no, like, you can go all the way to LA. I mean, sometimes if you're going deeper into LA County, you're, you know, if you want to go 50, 60, 70 miles, you can be found for that as well.
Well, everything sounds positive, and it sounds like what I'm looking for to do, and I really hope it does work out. Why don't you send me the application? And then, my other question is, you know, if you go on, you're right. I haven't updated my one website for residential. Server? Is it the hosting fee with Wix?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to my website, it doesn't pull up. But I think I want to redo, if you go to www.falconconstruction.com.
Okay, let's see, www.
I have two websites, and falconconstruction.com is the website I made because we were doing public and federal work at one point.
Mm-hmm. Construction.com. Interesting. Is it? Oh, that's what it is. Hold on.
With a K.
With a K. Yep. Okay. Cool. I see it. Concrete.
Yeah. So that. Yeah, but I mean, this is not the website I want to send. Because what the kind of market targeting we're doing is for residential and private work. So I don't want them to go to this website because this is completely different. Type of work, you know, this is
right.
Public stuff. But I kind of want to just redesign. My old website's kind of old school. I built that about 13 years ago. Do you offer a website like to build a website or no?
Absolutely.
And if so, how much?
Yeah, if you want a website, I can include it at no additional cost if you were to move forward. So I'll send you an example of our websites. The good thing about our websites is that they are 100% customizable. People can leave you reviews from there. They can schedule an appointment directly from your website, and they can pay you directly from your website, too. We also have e-commerce capabilities, which in your case is not really going to be a thing because no one – you see what I mean? Like, if you're not selling, like, tools or anything,
service. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you're a home service.
And it's really just there for people to look at pictures and stuff.
That's honestly what a website is in a nutshell. Yeah. So I'll send that to you.
Yeah, if you send me a sample of that, that'll be great. Because if not, I'm just going to reach out to the people that built this one. I think they're charging like $250 or $500 to build it. Because I kind of wanted something simpler. But for me, I like simple. You know, just simple, clean pages. But send me what you guys do, and then I can take a look at that.
Yeah, most definitely. So I'm responding to the replying to the to the original email that I sent.
Okay.
So I sent you the list of the different categories you have on there,
Then
also I'm sending you a link to I'll change this so it can be more looks better. It'll be a website example. So once again, these are just templates. So, you know, obviously it's going to be however you like your websites to be set up. It's completely custom made.
Yeah.
And so don't, you know what I mean? Don't feel like it's just going to be exactly how it's going to look. So I just sent that to you as well. So I'm just replying to the thread that we have in the email going on. So yeah, I'm able to include it. Let's say you were to say, hey, you know, let's get this going. What we would do is what you want as far as keywords, if you can email me that, you also the zip codes you want to really focus on, I enter that into the your profile, and then what we would do is we would set up an onboarding call. This is with one of our Google technicians, and then they're just going to cross the T's and dot the I's. At that point, if you want the website, they'll help you to build it and so forth, right? But we want you to be involved in it, so it's how you want it. It's not like how we want it.
Yeah, I just want to copy what I have, that website I showed you pretty much. I want to keep it
easy
and simple.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that one's
I just send them some fresh photos and stuff like that, and then they can just mimic that. I'm good.
Yeah. No, we could do that. I mean, if you're that simple, that's great. That's very kind of straightforward work. So yeah, we can do that. Here's the thing. I can't send you the application unless it's paid for. So, if you want to take a look at everything, email me back. And once you're ready to pull the trigger on something like this, then I'll be able to send you the application once it's purchased.
Okay.
And then I can,
okay.
Yeah, I could send that
okay.
to you. But it's very easy, straightforward. I mean, it'll ask you for your name, business name, license, insurance, just very simple application. And then we submit it once we get, you know, we get payment process. So to start would be $549, and then it would be $299 for our fee, and then you would pay the leads once you get approved for that.
So I got to pay the $299 right away too? Or does that kick in next month?
No, so the first payment you're looking at, the first payment is $549, right? That's the first payment, $549.
Okay.
That's the $250 and the $299. So the $299 you're paying for everything that we're going to do for you, right? Like that's
the $250.
The
$549
then. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you wouldn't pay any. You would pay that whenever you're ready to go is $549, not a dime more, not a penny left. You know, that's all you're paying. Then you that payment is divided the $250 application fee through Google, and then you got the $299 of us to process everything.
Guys.
And yeah, exactly. And then once you get approved for the Google Verified, then you would, you know, start the leads, 13 leads, and looking at $1,043.
Okay.
And that's paid directly through Google. It's not like to, you know what I mean? That's, you know, you're paying them. We're managing that account for you.
No, that sounds good to me, Chris. I have two estimates I got to work on right now. So let's talk tomorrow, and we'll wrap it up.
Okay, sounds good. So I did everything you asked me to do. So I sent you the example of the website. You can check it out. I also sent you the category. So you can look at that. And then tomorrow, all I would have to do is enter that information into the system, because we do have like a system where we like a CRM, right? And then
which info you need?
The zip codes you want to. Yeah, keywords, the categories you want to focus on, and then the zip codes you want to focus on, and then I would enter that into the system for our technician, and then we can have an onboarding call, you know, depending on what time you want me to call you, whether it's in the morning. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, so if we can talk to a technician tomorrow, if you want to do it early or whatever time works for you, then we can probably have that onboarding call the same day.
Yeah, let's talk around like 1:30.
Perfect. 1:30 works for me. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I'll put you here on my calendar for 1:30, and this is my direct line, Val, so if anything, you know, changes or you have a question, you can always reach out. You can also send me text messages. I've sent you a couple text messages as well, so I get those as well. We have a pretty neat system that, you know, we're able to communicate very well.
So, hang on, where's your text message at?
Did I text it last time? I'll text it to you again. Give me 1 second. I thought I had sent you my contact information.
You might have, but there's so much.
It's okay. I'll text you right now as we. So I'll send you that.
Okay.
I don't know if you got it. Just.
So when you're saying keywords, do I come up with my own, or are you talking specifically about?
No.
That does stuff under the landscaper.
What I mean is,
you want me to...
yeah, like what I mean by keywords is services that you want to show up for. As far as the keywords, we're going to go into Google's back office and analytics, and we're going to make sure that people are actually typing in those keywords. So we're not going to guess, right? What you would tell me is like what you want to be found for, right? Meaning, as far
so it's
as
not necessarily the stuff under the job types that you sent me.
That's just to give you some ideas. No.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just to give you some
ideas.
I'll
give you those too, and then additional ones.
Exactly. Whatever you want to come up for, that's what I'm looking for, so that when I enter that information for the technician, they can do their homework on their back office and really, you know, because we want you to come up for the stuff you really want. We don't want you to come up for stuff you don't want to do. You see what I mean? So we want to encompass that, so that way you're getting the best results. We're not going to second guess.
Okay. I'm down with that. All right. Cool. Then I'll go over all the stuff, and then we'll talk tomorrow at 1:30.
All right. Sounds good. I have you down on my calendar. So thank you for returning my call, and hope you had a good holiday. We'll talk tomorrow at 1:30, okay?
Thank you for calling me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.